This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. Though it has yet to confirm it, North Korea today fired off two missiles. The news came from South Korea. Here's VOA correspondent Bill Gallo in Seoul on the importance of the launches.
Seoul estimates the weapons traveled about 380 kilometers before splashing into the sea. It apparently was the North's latest test of a large-caliber multiple rocket launch system. It is North Korea's 13th round of weapons tests since early May, after having refrained from any tests for about a year and a half. North Korea is intensifying pressure ahead of its end-of-year deadline for the United States to offer more concessions in stalled nuclear talks. North Korea last month walked out of working-level nuclear negotiations with the United States. It blamed Washington for the breakdown. The North has since warned it could restart nuclear or long-range missile tests. Kim and U.S. President Donald Trump have met three times since June 2018, but have failed to make any progress on dismantling North Korea's nuclear weapons. Talks have been stalled since February, when a summit in Hanoi between Kim and Trump ended in a disagreement over how to pace sanctions relief with steps to dismantle North Korea's nuclear program.
That was correspondent Bill Gallo in Seoul. U.S. President Donald Trump has signed two congressional bills in support of Hong Kong's pro-democracy protesters. Chinese leaders in Beijing summoned the U.S. Ambassador Terry Branstad to protest what they say is interference in the affairs of China's semi-autonomous territory. Hong Kong activists are praising the American action. Activist leader Joshua Wong.
No matter Democrats or Republicans, the new bipartisan consensus from both the U.S. administration and the Congress is to stand with Hong Kong to prioritize human rights and democracy and not being overrided by the trade negotiation.
To keep up with all the day's news, you can go online to voanews.com. There is also a convenient, easy-to-use mobile app.